football team. You know, these guys have put in an awful lot of hard work that nobody really knows about. And they did it without knowing necessarily what was going to be towards the end of the road. That they bought into something that was bigger than themselves. They bought into a vision. And for them to go buy into something in this short a period of time and to be able to go win a championship in year three just speaks volumes about the character of our football team, our staff, and everybody involved. And I told them, and I said, guys, you've worked your tails off. This didn't happen just because, you know, we rolled our gold or black helmets out there. This happened because the investment was so great. And I think when you invest that much, usually some point in time, you get some return on your investment. And I'm awfully proud. I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm proud of our staff, everybody involved. Shoot, man, it's awesome, guys. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's awesome. You know, today's game, you know, early on they, you know, Hinkle dropped the interception that would have probably changed a little bit early on. And they had one of those drives that was right in their game plan about 7 minutes. And then, you know, we were able to move the football when we didn't beat ourselves at will pretty much all night. And we got a little off kilter defensively when they started kind of tempoing us. And but once we settled down, we were able to get some turnovers. Obviously, I could hear that Plank made many appearances. I could hear from the crowd behind me. But and I thought, you know, once we kind of settled, we got control of the game. And I thought special teams has been solid. It's been solid for us all year. That's probably been an area that's really been a huge improvement from a year ago, is that special teams, that third phase of the game. So, man, I'm proud. I'm proud to be a part of this program. I'm proud to be here. And shoot, I'm excited about it. I'm going to enjoy this one for a little bit, and then we're going to find out at 11 o'clock tomorrow who we play next, where we play and who we play, and we're going to continue on. We got some guys banged up, but this time of year, it just is what it is. You know, you got to find a way. You get healthy, and you find a way on the next one. So, man, I'm pretty excited. Open the floor for questions.
Such a young program, Coach. Did you envision being here back then?
You know, I've told many people I never put a schedule on it. I knew year three we would be a full complement from a scholarship and from numbers and depth, and I knew we would be old enough to be able to compete at a little more regular basis. I would be lying if I told you, oh yeah, I plan on this happening at any point in time. I've told people all the time, we just try to go out and get better every day and learn from the experiences we have and the mistakes we make and the good things we do. And you know, I think when in the grand scheme of things, when you look at it, this thing was accelerated. There's no two ways about it. But there was never like I knew we could compete in year three just from an age and a depth. You know, I didn't have the crystal ball to say we're going to roll off 10 straight.
Coach, from Samford to the trophy, what have you seen this team? What have they showed you this year?
Resilient, don't flinch. No situation is ever, no moment is ever too big for this football team. I mean, we've been in a bunch of them now. I mean, you can go all the way back to Alabama State. We played poorly offensively. Defense has got to find a way to stop them and end the game. You know? The thing, you go to Montana State, North Greenville offense has to go 74 yards to win the game at the end. You know, Montana State, we got to go however many, 20 plays. What? They don't flinch. They're resilient. They don't flinch. They just keep playing. And they believe they're going to win. But I'm going to tell you one thing about our football team. Since the day we started, they believe they can win every game. We haven't won them all, but they've never not thought they were going to win. But this team has got something unique about them. They just play. And I know they just line up and they play and they don't flinch and they don't let the moment. This is what happened to us a year ago. We let the moment get us. Today, the moment was nothing for them. You know, and I think all that's part of the process and part of learning and part of experience.
In the swirl after the game, everything's going on, do you have any flashbacks to like 2013 when all this got started and how far you've come and in a relatively short period of time?
You know, out there I did when I got in front of the team a little bit today, and I'm not a guy who is lost for words when I need to be. You know, you start thinking about just about what all has gone on here. You know, and I don't know if I can really articulate how impressive what these young people have done and the staff surrounding them in this really 3.5-4 year period. It's really pretty phenomenal. And it's really hard to articulate, to be honest with you, Steve. I can't really put it into words. I was just telling the guys that, I said, we call them coaches' runs. We put that first class through stuff. It was borderline military boot. I mean, it was bad. But they bought in, they fought through it, and it's paid dividends for all the stuff they've done. And I just think you think back a little bit at, you know, what all's gone on and the time to get to this point. I reflected a little bit in the locker room. I think I'll reflect tonight whenever I can kind of relax a little bit. Because you know how we are as coaches. I mean, we got a game next Saturday. You know, but I'm going to enjoy this for a little bit tonight. It's been too much hard work put in. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to try to think, reflect, and just how appreciative I am to be a part of this and what these kids have done. And then we'll move on and get ready for next.
Well, specifically, what does Chandler meant to
you? Well, you just go back and look. There's an example of all the stuff that's gone on here. You know, first commit, first signee. Here's his ACL. You know, has to sit there in the back of the room and watch the other guys play. But he's sitting in the back of the room playing every snap like he's playing the game. And when his moment came up, he represents our football team not flinching, in my opinion. His leadership, his intangibles, they're through the roof. I mean, he's a coach on the field. He's a coach in the locker room. He's about as good as I've been around when it comes to all that stuff. And he's a really good football player, too, and I'm not negating that. I'm just talking about all the other stuff. I think he kind of represents a lot of what we're about and how we go about our business. You know, he's the one getting the defense. I mean, he's doing everything. I mean, if I need something done with our football team, I don't have to go say it to him. Now, I will. I go tell Chandler Burks. Way more impactful. I'm not one of those that's got to be in front of everybody all the time. We want an end game. That's all we were looking for is an end game. So that's about it. I mean, he's exceptional. Exceptional kid, exceptional player.
Talk about the third quarter, Coach. You came out, you ran that dive to perfection, you grinded it out. They scored way too quickly, and you just took everything out of them. Was that the plan?
Well, we get in that point in time, we knew we had the lead, and we, you know, that's just the way we, you know, let's go ahead and finish, as we talk about. That one drive, we didn't get a touchdown, which I wish we could have, but once we kind of get going and we find some things we can do, and then we were able just to run the clock out, because, you know, they're averaging 36.6 points a game. They're pretty sporty on offense. And so there for a little bit, it was really a back and forth. You were wondering if it was going to be one of those, you know, 45, 40. Yeah, I mean, it was – but it settled down, and then we were able to use the clock and go ahead and finish the game. And that's – anytime you have the ability to run the football, I don't care how you do it, it makes a big difference at that point in time in the game. You can go finish the thing off and run the clock.
What was the statement you made going forward and fourth down near the end of the half and then cashing that in for a touchdown before you
go? It's kind of who we are. I mean, you guys that have seen us a bunch, if I feel like we have anything going at all and it's a manageable fourth down, I'm talking one or two, our kids, they expect to go for it. Heck, last week we had a fourth down and I really was going to call a timeout, and we had called a play, but I was going to let the clock run down and call a timeout. Heck, I look up and the kids already snapped the ball, run the play, it was first down. That's just how we play. That's how they've become accustomed to playing. But knowing you can get a score before half, knowing you're getting the ball to start the second half, I knew we could finish the thing off. I really did. And I knew if we could go down and score when we get in the second half and stop them, I felt like it was the game was over. So, but honestly, that's kind of who we are. You know, and it's a manageable situation on a manageable place on the field. We kind of roll with it.
In that situation, everything had calmed down by then. But you tied 14 all. They've had the ball for 14 minutes. You guys have had it for 3, and now you're punting. They muff it, you get it. How big is that one play in order to really gain control?
You know, we had several things that happened in the game that were really big. That was one of them. You know, we got a conversion on a personal foul on them one time. There were some things that happened, but, man, sometimes you just got to have that sucker bounce the right way a little bit. But I think at that point in time, it was a pivotal momentum swing, I think, in the game, because it was a kind of a back and forth. They had held the ball for like 7.5 minutes, I think, on the first drive. But it kind of was back and forth after that. And we were able to create some turnovers. That was one, but we were able to create some turnovers as the game went on that really, you know, kind of sealed the deal a little bit.
Going back to Samford, you talked about all the unforced mistakes that you guys made in that game, and now you fast forward to this one. What's been the biggest area of growth for you guys that you've seen over the last 9-10 games?
When you don't turn the ball over and you're averaging about 3 a game, you have a chance to win most games you play. And that, you look at our, I don't know what it is right now, but it's through the roof. It's got to be one of the tops in the country. We're not turning the ball over, and we're getting turnovers. And I don't care what game you're in, when you can do that, you're probably going to have a chance to compete and probably have a chance to win. I think that has been monumental. We've really done that all year. You know, the Samford game was kind of a different deal in itself. But we've been able to get turnovers, and we've done a great job of taking care of the ball, and that's what's helped us win games. Ain't no doubt about it.
How dangerous does that make you going forward with an offensive churn like this, with the turnover differential?
Yeah, I think that's it's going to be huge as we move forward. I think we got to regroup and get some guys healthy and back out there. We're gonna keep going. We're gonna keep doing what we're doing. You know, we're gonna regroup after this one and go get ready for the next one. I don't know who it'll be, and honestly, it don't matter. It's the next one. Like I tell the kids all the time, every time you win one, makes the next one that much bigger. And, it'd be the first time for us to be in playoffs. But we kind of been playing that way lately. You know, every game's kind of – we don't talk about it that way, but it's kind of been that way. So anytime you can control the ball and run the football – I've always told people there's 3 things you can do to win a championship. There's 3 things you got to do. You got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to play great defense. And you got to be able to be sound in special teams. I don't care if you go back 10 years and go find me a national champion, and I guarantee you they do those 3 things. I guarantee you they do them. If you do those, you give yourself a chance. That doesn't mean you're always going to win everything or you're always going to be the end-all, be-all, but it gives you a chance. And we've been fortunate to be able to do some of that.
You've been part of a lot of long drives, both here and everywhere else, but 12 plays, 96 yards.
That was good stuff.
Kind of put the dagger in. Is that kind of where you felt like?
Yeah. So early in the week, Coach Chesnut had already been telling the line, and I called him coming, and I said, listen, if you want to take this game over Saturday, you can. And that was one of those moments. You know, we got the ball on the 4-yard line. We had a penalty, backed us up. And then we just proceeded to march right down the field like it was nothing. There's no question. If there was any life left, it was gone after that. And, that was big. And we were talking about it at the end of the hunt. I'm like, hey, guys, here it is. Here's that moment, you know. And they just line up and play.
So that was the plan to – because, I mean, it was all running plays. There were no passes.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys want to do, to just kind of just demoralize them, so to speak?
Well, I think when you're able to get 3 or 4 yards and you're able to move the chains, then at that point in time in the game – You know, unless something dictated we need to do it, as far as throwing the ball, you know, we didn't do it. There was times we had to. They're bringing people from the sidelines. I mean, there's people run supporting left and right from the second. You had no choice. You know, you had to throw it because they're bringing them all. But in that case, we just – it was one of those drives we wanted to go finish the game. Take the game over, go finish it, do what you had to do.
Anything else?
And I want to say this, and if anybody's got a question, I'll be fine. Coach Callahan and Monmouth University is as class act as you'll find in FCS football. And I give those guys a lot of credit. What he has done, they did not win a conference game a year ago. What he did this year is phenomenal. They deserve to be in the playoffs. Two teams from the Big South deserve to be in the playoffs. But Coach Callahan's a class act. Monmouth is a class act. And I would be remiss if I did not say that to everybody, because I don't think you'll find a better coach in the business than Coach Callahan. And those guys have done a phenomenal job, and they're to be congratulated in their own right for what they accomplished this year. Any other questions?
I do have one quick question. You mentioned, you said this to someone, if you want to take this game over, you can. Who was it that you were talking to when you made
that? I'm sure that was probably the offensive guys in the offensive line, I would imagine.
Okay.
I don't remember. I remember saying it.
Yeah. And it was on the sidelines before they went out?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I knew going into the game that if we did what we were capable of up front on offense, we could do that. Now, it's great to talk about it. You got to go do it. And then we had several of those moments where it was very apparent we could do that.
Mm-hmm. And Julie, the sideline bat.
It was cold.
What'd they hit you with, water?
I don't know. I'm going to find out here shortly. But, you know, there's been some really good wins here. Obviously, the first win, I don't think you can put a price tag on, but this is pretty special tonight, guys. It's pretty special.
Is that the knockout you were looking for?
Yeah.
You know, you have to go buy some more wood because you got a lot of planks there.
Hey. That plank, man. Guys love that plank. So we keep getting turnovers, man. Plank it up, baby. But I also say I want to appreciate you guys being here. Appreciate you being a part of this program and coming and writing and talking about Kennesaw State football. We got a special thing going on here. And if you're around us enough to know and you're around our kids and what's going on, this is an unbelievably special thing. And, you know, again, I'm proud to be a part of it and awfully proud that you guys are here today. So thank you. I know we got some guys coming in a minute, don't we?